Ella, you were trapped in Scotland.
I was indeed. Basically, we went for the long weekend to the Highlands. We had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. We just like hiked and ate food and drank wine. And I saw lots of creatures, and we will discuss those creatures today.
Yes.
But then on the way back, our flight got cancelled. And that's never happened to me before. It was my first ever cancelled flight.
Yeah.
So we get to the airport, and it's kind of annoying because we didn't, where we were staying, it was my friend's parents' house. So we could have just stayed there another night if we'd known it was cancelled. Mm-hmm. But when we left, it was coming in as like 15 minutes delayed. But we were like, oh, that's fine. And then it was when we got to the airport that we found out it was cancelled. And we were like, damn. And by that point, we'd already handed back the car that we'd rented. So I then went and like spoke to somebody about like getting us sorted. And I'm pretty on it with stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, so they put us up in a hotel and covered our food, and then told us to we could get compensation for anything else that we needed. And it was just kind of weird. It was like, okay, I guess we just have to extend the trip. There's literally nothing else we can do.
Yeah.
So after an initial kind of hour of everyone like calling their bosses, not me, obviously, because I guess I was like, oh, okay, this makes no difference. So after like an initial hour of everyone calling their bosses and getting, you know, being able to work from home and stuff, mm-hmm. we just like walked to the nearby hotel and had like, it was quite funny. Like the airport hotel was utterly bizarre.
Yeah.
The menu was really weird. I told you this. The menu was really weird. Like, there were all these. It was like so weird. Like, so basically, the menu had all these pictures of like all these different foods, like lush salads and big juicy burgers and stuff. And then like you go to the bit with starters, and it's got all these pictures of starters. And then the only starters were like chicken wings and I think it was like spring rolls or something. And then it was like, and it was very obvious that the spring rolls were like the supermarket frozen ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like the same thing, the mains, all these pictures of like burgers and all these different foods. And it was like just pizza. And then the sides again, like pictures of salads and different veg and options. And then it was just chips. Yeah. Like it was it's so bizarre. I don't know. We were all just like, okay, I guess we'll have one of the four things on the menu.
Yeah.
So I literally, my only options, particularly as well, cause like the pizza I can't have, mm-hmm. The spring rolls had peanuts.
Oh, no.
So I just had, loads of wings. It was just so bizarre. It was just such a bizarre evening.
Yeah.
Like, and then we went back up to our rooms. We at least we had hotel rooms.
Right.
And then after we watched TV in the hotel. It was quite fun in the end, but it was just so kind of surreal.
Yeah.
Being stuck there an extra day. Kind of bizarre.
Yeah. We also had a long conversation about wedge cut fries.
Yeah, we did, because I was like, yeah, it was just chunky chips. That was the only size. And Alexis was like, what's a chunky chip? And I sent her a picture and she was like, oh, like a potato wedge. And I was like, no.
No.
That is a different thing.
It is.
Because a wedge is, as you say, wedge cut.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
but I feel like, do you guys, would you have a chunky chip? Would
yeah,
you?
They call them thick cut.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But it was also just because the only reason I said wedge is because one of the pictures kind of looked wedge-like. And so then I was like, oh, those potato wedges. And then I looked closer and went, oh, those aren't potato wedges. But
No. There's definitely like a gray area with some where you're like, is this a wedge? Is this a chunky chip? I don't know. But yeah, it was just very strange. But all was fine. And then we also had to call the cattery and ask them to keep her an extra night. And that was okay. Her medication didn't turn up in the post. It got delayed. Thank you, Royal Mail. So we had to send her to the cattery unmedicated. And it was really funny because Paul, the guy that runs the cattery who we love and who Percy loves, emailed me being like, didn't even notice a difference. But all the other staff were like, no, we can tell she's unmedicated. Yeah. She's nice to her like one friend and everyone else is getting unmedicated Percy. I'm so sorry.
Well,
it is what it is. What can you do?
Good to know the medication is working when she's on it.
It is good to, you know? It really is. It really, really is. And also it was like, after we moved, everyone was like, oh, maybe she just needed more space. And I was feeling kind of terrible. Right. I was like, oh my God, like, has she had a horrible life because we didn't live in a very big space? No, she's the same. She's just on anti-anxiety medication. That's fine. Like, I'm really okay with that being the case. Like, it isn't the house, it's her drugs.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And, you know, who's to say that they're not both helping? But
so I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the drugs. How are things on your end? What's going on in your world?
They're good. So I think it was last year, Grant got me this, like, one of those bird feeders that you put outside that has a camera on it, and it, like, your phone alerts when there's a bird there and you can go see what bird it is.
Yeah, but awesome.
We never set it up because there's not, like, we couldn't figure out a good place for it. I don't know, everywhere we thought of was like, well, that's too far from our house and we don't want it to get stolen, but then, like, I don't know, it was just like we kept trying to figure out where to put it, but we realized, we're like, well, the camera part still works, and so we set up the camera while we were gone yesterday just to see what the dogs were doing inside.
Okay.
As a little nanny cam, and turns out they just sleep by the front door waiting for us. It was so cute, but also like, oh yeah, okay, just sort of what I thought. They just,
yeah,
like, and you know, they'll like get up and like move to a new spot. At one point, Crumb and Maude were laying together, just snuggling, just for, you know, just saying hi to each other.
That's
which
so
was
cute.
Truly broke. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. But yeah. No antics were gotten up to. They just
lie by the door and wait.
Yep. And I was like, good.
Wow. It's so much responsibility being the center of their world. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Like. And like, they didn't seem like, you know, they weren't like anxious or anything. They were just sleeping.
No, they were,
but
just,
I was
waiting
just like,
for you to come back.
Oh,
that's like, so cute.
Get up and drink some water and then like go belay. But I was like, oh, okay. Great.
I'm fairly sure Percy is the same, because like when we go out, we'll like leave her like asleep on the sofa, mm-hmm. and then when we come back, she'll come and greet us, but it's like it's like her, the fur on her left side is like smushed, and she kind of like, you know when you get like pillow creases, she kind of has that in her fur, like, and she kind of like blearily blinking at you, and I'm like, yeah, you haven't moved, have you?
Love that.
That's cute.
Yeah,
at least they're just chilling. They're just like having their little dog dreams.
Nice,
like,
I'm just like,
sweet.
Aw. Yeah. So this is Comfort Creatures.
It is. Welcome.
Welcome.
If you're joining us for the first time, hello.
Hello.
We talk about creatures. That's what we do.
That's
here.
True.
Ours. Fantastical ones, mm-hmm. ones that we've seen out and about,
mm-hmm. which
it's
is
a good time,
a good segue, because
it is.
Ella is going to tell us about the creatures she saw in Scotland.
I am.
And I saw a creature on a PBS Nature documentary that I have to talk about.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go do it. And by go do it, I mean stay here and do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. You ready?
I'm ready.
So, this is going to be a story of two parts.
Okay.
So, part one, general observations.
Okay.
So, we observed generally, actually, no, I told an absolute lie. It's going to be a story of three parts. Uh-huh. We're going to have part one, general observations.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have part two, exciting observations.
Okay.
And then we're going to have part three, mysterious observations.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I love part three. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So general observations. We generally observed some lovely little creatures. Okay. We saw rabbits. We saw partridges. Oh. We saw pheasants. Mm-hmm. It was very exciting.
Yeah.
I saw two birds of prey. I think one was a kite and one was a falcon based on their wings and tails.
Yeah.
I was there like in the back of the car on my bird app being like, I think it's this guy's. And they were like, okay. And they had to deal with me doing that the whole time. And like, because I have like the bird call app, mm-hmm. the insect identifying app, mm-hmm. like I'm all over it. Yep. So everyone was like, Ella, what's this fish? And I'd be like, I'm coming. me, you called. So that was really cool. I just really enjoy a new landscape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We also saw a deer. Like, we saw quite a lot of deer, but one was really close. Me and Michael went on a hike one of the days, and a deer literally just like ran in front of us across the fells and kept running. And like, it was like a meter away. It was the closest I've ever been to a deer. It was a red doe. She was beautiful. Wow. And me and Michael just froze. Like, did that just happen? And it was funny as well, because she came out from the brush, and Michael was sort of like not facing her, facing me, being like, come on, walk up. And then I was just like froze. I was like, don't move. And he was like, what? And I was like, just turn really slowly. And he turned and she was there. And then when he turned and looked at her, she ran off. But it was amazing. It was so cool.
I like that, because you were the deer in the headlights.
The deer and I were both deer in the headlights looking at each other.
That's beautiful. Right?
So that was exciting.
Yeah.
But there were two main exciting observations, right? The first thing, now I'm calling this exciting because I'm trying to reframe it as not scary. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So on the final day in Scotland, before we go to the airport, a guy turns up at the house. He's like, I'm here about the bees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my friend Cora, whose parents' house it is,
okay,
is like, oh yeah, by the way, Ella and Michael, there's a beehive in your ceiling. I didn't want to tell you.
Okay.
So we were like, okay. So the guy goes up and is like, he's moving the hive, essentially. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm okay with bees, honestly.
Yeah.
What I can't do, and I'm sorry if you are also like this, is like, you know, like I'm moving massive things. Mm-hmm. It's that it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. I can't cope with it, right?
I think a lot of anything gets gross.
A lot of anything you gets know? Gross. That is, never has a truer word been said, like, honestly. So I did not go and look up the hive IRL. Mm-hmm. I could not cope. Mm-hmm. I just looked at the pictures. The hive was massive. It was enormous. The beekeeper said it must have been there for about 6 years, which meant it was there the last time I stayed in that room, like 2 years ago, and I also didn't know then. Michael was like, I don't know how we didn't hear it, because once you cut that bit of ceiling away, it's so loud.
That's what I'm going to ask. Were they just, it just didn't.
We just didn't.
Well insulated, didn't I guess.
Yeah. I literally said that. I was like, Corey, you can tell your mum that whoever did the insulation should get a pat on the back, because we didn't hear a thing. But yeah, it was like a whole hive in there. And like on the pictures, the bee man was pointing out to me, like, these are like the guard bees, and you can't see the queen because she's really in there. But it was wild.
Yeah.
So I found it a little bit alarming, but it was exciting. Yeah. Like, to see a hive like that. I've never really seen that before.
Yeah.
And then my most exciting thing was, I saw the craziest goat, Alexis. I saw the craziest goat, and I sent you a video immediately, on site, sent Alexis a video being like, look at this goat.
He's really good.
I am not entirely sure on the species of goat. I have been trying to look. Mm-hmm. I think it's a feral goat. I think that's what they're called, the feral goat.
Okay.
That does seem to be the closest thing to what I saw, but I cannot stress enough how much I was like, this goat is an agent of the devil. And like, I wanted to chat with him. Like, you look it, and it really made me go like, you do look otherworldly. Yes. And I've only ever seen, you know, little goats, farm goats, little white goatee dudes. Not like, this goat had like massive horns and a huge beard, an incredible black, white and brown colouring, and its eyes were fully on either side of its head.
Yeah.
And it just looked witchy as hell. And it really blew my mind. And it was very close to us. It was keeping a very close watch on us. We were like down by a river, and the goat just like fully walked over. It was on the opposite bank, but the river was very shallow and very narrow. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, and we were like, okay, if this goat starts getting in the water, we're going to have to run because those horns are no joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, it like, I've just never seen, I think I've underestimated goats. I think that's the thing I took away.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never seen something that looks, it just looked so fantastical. Like it was amazing.
Yeah, he had a full beard. Like it was like
full beard, big thick ass horns.
Yeah.
Like amazing.
Yeah.
It might also have been a British primitive goat.
That's what I was going to. Yeah, I was looking up goats too.
Is that what you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
like,
I'm also
wondering,
could
have been that.
Like, I wonder if those are similar. Like, if those two things can be the same. Like, can you know what I mean?
Totally, yeah. Can a feral goat also be a British primitive goat? Yeah. Perhaps, possibly. Well, I'm going to have to look into it and come back because I just was obsessed with this goat. And like, I've been thinking about this goat ever since. I was like, is this my sign to get a goat tattoo? Maybe.
Oh, maybe. I like every maybe. Animal we learn about. We go, well, tattoo perhaps.
Can't help it. I want them all. So that was the very exciting thing.
Yeah.
And then part three, our mysterious observation.
Yes.
So we were driving back from the, the day we arrived, it was quite late at night. We were driving from the airport to the house. Mm-hmm. So it was about midnight driving through the Highlands. And we saw a thing and we still can't agree on what it was. We don't know what it was.
Okay.
We have no clue. My best bet is a badger.
Okay.
But it didn't really look like a badger. And I'm only saying badger because I can't really think what else it would have been. Mm-hmm. But badgers are quite rare in the Highlands.
Right.
It's really rare to spot them. It was late at night, so maybe that's the thing. But like, I don't know what this was.
Okay.
And this leads me onto my little mythical creature for the day.
Yeah.
What if we saw the allegedly fictional wild haggis? What if we saw it?
The wild haggis.
The wild haggis. Now, Alexis, do you know what haggis is?
Haggis is, yes, it is basically a gross dish, a famous Scottish dish. The details are long, but I know it's like made with like a bunch of minced gross parts and they put it together in the casing of the stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, yeah, exactly. I think it's intestine.
Yeah. Normally, yeah. That's
right. I think it's intestine. Or maybe it's like other bits.
It's
like heart and liver, but then you put it into the stomach.
The casing. Yeah.
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 And then you cook it. And I think I've had it once years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. I kind of feel like at a certain point, all of that stuff, haggis, black pudding, white pudding, all just sort of taste like sausages to a varying degree.
Yeah.
It would like slightly different, like slightly oatmeal-y sausages, basically.
Also, I will say I had a vegetarian version when I was in Scotland.
Oh, what was that made of? Probably significantly more pleasant in taste and texture.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, what you described is kind of right. It tasted like a sort of like a vegan sausage does, where it's sort of like,
that's what I would imagine.
But with more of like a, the texture was different than I would normally expect for one of those.
Totally. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So, hilariously though, there is a creature in Scottish folklore called the wild haggis, which I think probably is derived from what I can tell from this idea of like Scottish people joking with non-Scottish people about what the haggis is,
right?
And being like, oh no, we have a creature called the haggis. The haggis is actually just, you know, cooked wild haggis. But you know, we don't know for sure.
We don't know for sure.
All I'm saying is, when I'm looking at pictures and illustrations of what a wild haggis is, that does look like what I saw, okay? So the wild haggis has like, it's a funny looking guy,
it's really
first
funny.
Of all. It has different length legs, which I love.
Yeah.
which enables it to run very quickly around the sort of mountains, which are, you know, craggy and steep and uneven. Right. It has uneven legs to balance itself in the uneven mountains.
Yes.
And obviously the highlands are their natural habitat, so that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then there are two varieties of haggis. One has longer left legs and shorter right legs, and one has longer right legs and shorter left legs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what that means is one of them can only really run clockwise and one can only really run anti-clockwise.
Yeah, I love this guy. Okay.
And to be fair, we saw this mysterious creature twice and they were both going this way. So
clockwise.
Anti-clockwise.
We're mirrored. But yes.
Yeah, we're reversed. Yeah, they were both going anti-clockwise. So I am not ruling this out at all. Obviously, this also means I love Scottish people so much, good. Man. Obviously, this also means that the two varieties can't interbreed because they can't properly do their business because they can't face the same direction without becoming unbalanced. So that's hilarious, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Other than that, I would kind of describe them as looking like the Wombles. Did you have the Wombles?
We did not have the Wombles, but...
Oh, did you not?
I'm obsessed with these.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a whole separate thing that we need to discuss.
In the nicest way, this is the most British looking thing I've ever seen. Of course, we didn't have these. These would have never made it in America.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, they don't look like something you guys would have.
No, they're not sexy enough to be in America.
Yeah, it's so British, honestly. The Wombles of Wimbledon. If you're a Brit that isn't familiar with wild haggis, but is familiar with the Wombles, that's the picture you should pull to mind. Otherwise, I don't know. How do I describe these? They look like furry kind of rodent type things with long noses, but they have like fabulous flowing hair on the top of their heads.
Yes.
Like they have tresses, you know?
Yeah.
And I just think that is a really funny,
it's a really good description. So now that I've looked at them, it makes perfect sense.
Totally. Anything else to say about wild haggises? No, that's it. Like it's just funny.
Yeah, I love them also. They're perfect.
Yeah, they are.
Have we talked about, maybe I should do this for an episode at some point, but have we talked about the jackalope?
No. Oh, yes, we have. Have we?
Okay. Well, we'll save it, but it reminds me of that. Just like this weird, folklore, but you're also like, but was this just someone like messing with tourists is what
totally,
you know?
Also it's kind of both, and like what I find so funny is like there are loads of wild haggis websites that seem completely legit, like I just can so see that being a thing that Scottish people would do to be like to continually mess with tourists, like there are all of these like really scientific looking like conservation like the Haggis Wildlife Foundation. Like, it's so funny.
I love it so much.
It's so funny.
Okay.
That's me and the wild haggis. I hope that is what I saw.
It has to be.
Because truly, I have no idea. It didn't look like anything. We were all frantically Googling, like, creatures native to the Scottish Highlands, and we couldn't come up with anything, so.
Yeah, it sounds like you saw a haggis to me.
Thanks, I agree. Yeah.
You know, we've been doing My Brother, Me for 15 years. And maybe you stopped listening for a while, maybe you never listened. And you're probably assuming three white guys talking for 15 years, I know where this has ended up. But no!
Nope, you would be wrong. We're as shocked as you are that we have not fallen into some sort of horrific scandal or just turned into a big crypto thing.
Yeah, you don't even really know how crypto works.
The only NFTs I'm into are naughty, funny things, which is what we talk about on My Brother and Me.
We serve it up every Monday for you if you're listening, and if not, we just leave it out back and goes rotten.
So check it out on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show. Let's learn everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn. Woo! I'm Dr. Ella Hubber.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Okay, so you know how we just mentioned wanting to get a tattoo of every creature we talk about?
Yes.
I think this is the one that I don't want a tattoo of.
Yeah, I really agree.
This is the one... This is the first one I think I've ever been like, absolutely not. I am going to talk about the red-lipped batfish. And it is truly the most shocking creature I think I've ever looked at. It is a fish to start. And if everyone needs a moment to just like Google this really quick, please just look it up. But I will describe it the best that I can. They are bottom dwellers. They're found in around the Galapagos Islands off of Ecuador. They look like, okay, so I'll start with the overall shape. They are sort of bat-like. I see why they called them that, because they like have sort of a the way their fins go.
Mm.
It sort of points out like a bat might. However, beyond that, I don't really know why it's called a batfish, because what they really look like is they have a really long nose, like truly looks like a human's nose.
Mm.
And they have bright red lips, as if someone put lipstick on this thing. Like they look like, you know, when you put on like a disguise, like the classic, like little disguise, like fake nose with glasses.
Yeah.
They look kind of like one of those, but with bright red lips. So it looks like that. But then, and I'll get more into the science behind this, but also because, like I said, they're bottom dwellers. They also don't swim. They like walk around.
What?
Yeah. Well, and I'll explain that momentarily, but I just want everyone to have this whole full visual of like this little, just like, weird looking tiny man with bright red lips. He just walks around on the ocean floor.
They have to be bottom dwellers because like anyone closer to the surface would run screaming, you know, like honestly.
Yeah, they got pushed down.
They got marginalized based on their appearance.
Well, and normally that's not okay, but in this one instance I go,
yeah,
you should be on the bottom. You're too weird for the top. And here's the thing. Now that I'm saying all this, I'm starting to feel bad. And I'm like, fine, I'll get the tattoo. I don't want it.
No, it's okay. There's a place between being pro-marginalization and getting a tattoo. Like, it's all right. We can lurk in the gray area.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Maybe we'll talk about it more and then we'll be sold, though. Okay, so.
Maybe after both of our weddings. I want to get married with that tattoo. Like,
no. Ugh, but it'd be funny. Okay. So, marine biologists, okay, just starting with just the lips, as they are known for. Marine biologists hypothesize that the bright red lips may enhance the species' recognition during spawning. And so what that really means is, like, it's just attractive to each other. Which I think is funny because that means they're just wearing lipstick.
So they've just evolved with cosmetics on.
Exactly. They're wearing makeup.
Fair enough. That like, look.
Yeah.
Sure. Makes sense.
They have like, oh, the other thing I just, they have like the eyes that are on either side of their head with the big nose in between. So they have a really wide field of vision. And apparently... it can also camouflage itself by changing color to blend in with the sand or the ocean floor. And like I got in looking this up, it was one of the things where I was like, but how? And that's not described. It's just like, yeah, it's just one of the things I can do. And that always like as a reader of information, wow. I was like, OK, we'll just move on from there. So on the top of their head, there is a little special body part called the ilium, and it like comes from their dorsal fin, and it uses this to lure prey. They make it kind of look like a different fish. And then it...
That's so cool. Yeah. I love creatures that have those weird little like tail things yes. that look like other animals. Yes. Yeah.
So then when they get close, it like pops up and grabs it, you know, whatever, yeah. whatever comes to it, towards it. They also have something called the esca, which emits a really bright light and it like lures fish over when they're in like deeper waters, and kind of similar thing though. It's like another type of lure. With their weird lips, they can like do a rapid influx of like basically like suction and they'll just like suck the fish into their mouth. So maybe that's why they have such beautiful useful. Lips. Yeah. Yeah. They engage in a very distinctive courtship dance where they.
Excellent.
Yeah. So they sway their little bodies and shake their heads to attract the females. The males do. And once the female's interested, the pair participates in a ritual dance and then they mate.
Amazing.
So they're doing a whole thing. They have sticky eggs that they adhere to the ocean floor. And then the males are responsible for guarding the eggs while the lady goes off and lives her life, which we love.
Great.
Yeah.
Which we love.
Yes. So I mentioned that it walks. Basically, the pectoral, pelvic, and anal fins have evolved to function like limbs, allowing the batfish to walk along the ocean floor. And it like tucks its little fins in and like propels forward. It looks sort of like the way frogs walk. You know how they have kind of an awkward, like their like legs kind of like jut out like as they walk. It looks like that, but on the ocean floor. And I think it's really funny that this fish is so weird that like it stopped being a fish. Like it's like, yeah. like it reversed, like it got
yeah,
feet.
It's like it went, all the other fish say I'm too weird to be a fish.
Yes.
So I just won't be a fish.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
Fair enough.
And it has no known direct threats other than the normal human threats of like rising sea temperatures.
What is going to eat that?
Because who could? I don't even know that they would recognize it as a thing to eat. Like it doesn't yeah. look like a fish. And then obviously our own, like sometimes they'll get like tangled in trash and fishing gear that humans leave behind, which,
yeah, of course,
you know, classic. And I like highly recommend people go and look up videos of them walking also. It truly like I just have never seen anything that looks like this, because the way they're like their little side fins should normally would be like a fish fin that goes straight out like an airplane, but they also like they bend and they just use them to walk, and it's like, what is happening with you and why do you have such a big nose? And so I really need to talk about it because
thank you for sharing that. I'm glad you talked about it. That's gnarly.
Yeah, I love it. I love him. We are also saying, because as it is, you know, it's September. It's approaching
the beginning of the bear month.
Yes, yes. It's approaching spooky season. So I thought this was a good like ease into kind of freaky little critters.
Yeah. I love a freaky little critter.
Yeah.
I'm really bear month ready.
Yeah.
I think it's the first year. I always appreciate it, but I can feel myself becoming an autumn person, mm-hmm. like not just like, oh, a season, but actually like, I love this time of year so much.
So
I'm
good.
So excited.
Yeah. And I'm like, we don't even get a real one. Like mine doesn't come until December here, essentially. Like, but I just think all of it is good.
It's great.
It's the best season. Anyway.
So good. I'm excited for you to get a proper autumn next year because you'll be this side of the world and... Mm-hmm. We'll do like autumnal things.
Yeah.
We're going to feed you so much pie and make you drink Guinness. It's going to be great.
I can't wait. I can't wait. That's all I want.
It's lots of gravy and potatoes.
I mean, you can have that whenever, but.
You can, of course. But it's just like, it's so, you know what I mean? All I guess in September and I'm like a roast dinner immediately, please. Yeah. You know?
I also love like, just like a, It's funny because I don't eat that much soup, but like the romanticism of being like making a big pot of soup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you. Yeah. I like a stew more than a soup. Like I like having all the chunky.
I do too, actually.
Textural bits. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Like, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So get ready, everyone.
Getting ready. Getting so ready. This is really our time of year.
Yeah, it really is.
Alexis, next week is going to be very exciting, yes. Isn't it? We are doing our first House on the Cerulean Sea episode chat book club. I can't wait.
Yes.
I'm having such a good time listening to it on audio at the moment.
Yeah, it's very fun. I'm like over halfway through where we're going to be. We're reading up to chapter 11.
Yeah.
And we are going to attempt to do another live stream with this. And we will post a link to that all over the normal places. And we're going to do that at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's my time. Or if you're where Ella is, that's 9 p.m.
9. Yeah. Okay, cool. Come and read, chat, hang out with us.
Yeah.
It's honestly such a delightful book. Like, yes. It's so delightful and joyful.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. It's a really also easy read. Like, not that I don't know. I don't really know what I mean by that, but I just find it very like, it's just so like you're immediately in it. It's like pleasant and I feel like it's a nice one. Also easing into fall, you know, it's got a nice
cozy feel
without being, you know, I guess what I mean by that is like the stakes aren't super high.
Yeah.
But it's still really fun.
Yeah. It's a really good time.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say is that we are getting low on Ready Pet Goes. So you have to send them.
Yes. We want to hear everything as ever. Doesn't have to be your pet.
Mm-mm.
Can just be an animal you know, an animal you'd like to know, an animal you met once and can't stop thinking about.
Yeah.
Animals that hang out locally to you.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if you've got any cool birds. I always get excited when people write in about cool local birds.
Yes. Also, if you've already sent one, you can send another one about a different animal. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine.
You absolutely can. We haven't had a lot of like reptile related ones lately, like snakes, lizards, geckos.
Yeah.
What have you?
Yeah. Amphibians. Come. You got a frog you're not telling us about?
Yeah, please. I did see a couple of cool frogs in Scotland, actually. Ooh. They were like really small and brown, like really tiny, teeny tiny. It was very exciting.
They're so cute. So, yeah,
frog. They're so cute.
So cute.
Frog content, please.
Yeah. And then if you can email those to us at comfortcreatures@maximumfun.org. You can type them up and we'll read them, or you can send them as a voice memo and we'll play it, whatever you prefer, whatever's easier. And also just, you know, send us anything else you think of. And I think that's it, right?
I think that's all the things.
All right. I've been Alexis B. Preston.
I've been Ella McLeod.
Maximum Fun, a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.